This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Well, Monday marks the start of General John Kelly's tenure as White House Chief of Staff. After a series of shakeups, the Trump administration says that General Kelly will bring order to the West Wing.
If we can have protocol, pecking order, order, discipline, and a chief of staff that empowers the staff to succeed, I know that General Kelly has done that on the battlefield. I know that he's done that as a chief military aide to former cabinet secretaries. I know he's done it as a cabinet secretary. And so we have great faith that that will be done.
But the future for some in the Trump administration, like Attorney General Jeff Sessions, still seems to perhaps be up in the air. So will these latest staffing changes bring an end to all the shakeups? Here to weigh in, Alex Conant, former communications director for Marco Rubio's presidential campaign, and Democratic strategist Elizabeth Gore. Thank you both for joining me.
Thank you.
So my first question you guys actually may agree with. There's a consensus, a general consensus, that General Kelly is a respectable, formidable character. He's renowned for bringing order. But and I want to start with you, Elizabeth. Can he bring order to this administration?
You know, I think it's a really steep climb for him or anybody in the White House. It's almost a cliche now, but the problem is the president himself. Now, I think the only bright light for Kelly going into the White House is that the president seems to have acknowledged that what he was doing doesn't seem to be working. His legislative agenda is stalled. His numbers are low. And he's really struggling in terms of getting his message out, in terms of having any sort of achievements or successes that he can put forward. So maybe there's an understanding that there needs to be changes, but until the president recognizes there need to be changes, it's hard to see how Kelly can be successful.
And Alex, I want you to respond to that, and also that the president has made it very clear that he wanted to drain the swamp. He wanted to eliminate some of the old school politics that were in the administration. At the same time, it is tradition. It's based on tradition, the way the government works. So do you need politicians, or can a general step in and take the helm?
Well, there's two problems in the White House right now. One is there's chaos. There's just a lack of discipline. I think if anyone can bring in a chain of command and discipline into that White House, it's going to be a four-star Marine general. The other problem is they have political problems. The president's poll numbers are very, very low. He has very little to show for being in office for 6 months now. So they need to get better politically. The new chief of staff does not have a lot of political experience, so I think that will be a challenge for this White House moving forward. Who is the president's top political advisor? It can't just be himself. He needs to surround himself with smart political advisors and, frankly, listen more to congressional leaders on the Hill.
When you talk about politics, you know, that it sort of makes me ring in my ear. The leaks have been such a hot topic, and we've heard the general even say it's equivalent to treason. We've heard him take a really hard line on leaks. Do you think that that's going to help? Is that something that he's going to tackle right away?
I think there has been a new focus on trying to control the message and get people better aligned within the White House. But listen, I think that
administrations are plagued by leaks.
And part of the problem is that the president has created different segments of power, you know, different power centers in the White House. And that is intrinsically creates conflict. And it's a formula for creating this kind of rivalry that spurs the leaks going forward.
Alex, I want to ask you, what do you anticipate? Will we see his influences? We know that he's really, really hard on immigration. That's something that the president and the general very much agree on. Are we going to see the Trump agenda perhaps shift a little bit now that we have a new White House chief of staff?
That's certainly possible. Look, his first task is just to bring order to this White House and set up a chain of command and have the president buy into that chain of command so that the president isn't just listening to whoever walks into the office at any given moment. But then second to that, look, the priorities are pretty big this fall. In addition to wanting to do tax reform, wanting to do health care reform, they have to raise the debt ceiling. They have to keep the lights on in the government. This is going to be a very, very difficult fall for this White House on Capitol Hill. So that's got to be the new chief of staff's top priority.
Okay, I would just say on that all of the political struggles that caused health care to fail are the same. It's the same politics for these other issues that Alex mentioned. And so I think that I agree with you. They have a tough road to hoe here going forward.
It's harder before it gets easier.
So we're out of time, but you made one comment. You said he has to fall in the chain of command. I want you both to answer yes or no. Or do you foresee that happening?
I do not.
Okay.
I have seen no evidence of it. I sure hope he does, though.
Okay, so kind of agreeing, kind of disagreeing.
Well, it's just after 6
we'll
months.
We'll take it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Live. What an incredible and novel concept to get this country back on track. Good news, 6 out of 10 people agree that we're on the wrong track. I see that as good news, some want to remain in denial, but 6 out of 10, hey, wrong track, okay, that's where it all starts. So you get a good idea here as to what we're dealing with, truthfully. As we continue to pursue said truth, where others would do what they can to avoid. And, of course, we're going to be talking about the truth of collusion here with Michael Dougherty, a political Obamacare expert, president and CEO of LabMD, an Atlanta-based clinical and anatomic medical laboratory with a national client base. Michael, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I'm good. Glad to be here, sir. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Thank you so much. Boy, it is amazing. You know, we always talk about people, that are first to yell about a problem, and it's that old story, right, when you start pointing fingers, lest you forget you got three coming back at you, and the Dems are finding out that those three fingers were coming right back at them. When you talk about collusion, we want to these senators and, especially the Democratic senators and House members want to spend all this time fighting the Russian boogeyman when they've got real collusion happening right in their own house.
They have a real history of it with the Russians. You can go back to Ted Kennedy, which is no shock. As citizens that are hardworking Americans, we live relatively simple lives as compared to what goes on in D.C. because we go, honesty and straight shooting, and not the sophisticated maze of lying that is the social fabric in Washington. And I always say that The Sopranos is a training video to how to cope over there. When lying is normal, when deception's okay. Yeah. When caught in a lie, you don't apologize. You just continue the deception and move forward. That's a big head twist.
Yes.
And many people are just fine with this when they get caught. It's like, no, deception, lying, that's part of the formula. So you have to bake that into the cake. And they don't care because the real goal is to fool the public, not to get truth, and to exploit our assumptions of honesty and integrity. So, it's really disappointing, but it's also at the same time hopeful that people are really starting to understand this, because what we're witnessing, the specific things we're witnessing, combined with the complete lack of accountability for these behaviors, I think is waking a lot of people up in a way that we just haven't seen before.
I think it reinforces their vote back last November. What do you think?
No, I totally agree. And it creates a separation, but that's fine. You know, the media, I have to say, since Trump won, usually when you get handed a loss, you do self-examination and you adjust. There hasn't been any self-examination by the people that lost. They've completely doubled down with the same playbook they used. And the difference is that playbook is starting to get exposed. And this collusion over there just speaks volumes of how they think it's theater. They don't think this is an important thing, the principles of what this country is founded on. And they obviously know that it's bad, or they wouldn't have tried to paint it on Donald Trump. And, you know, and then there comes the entire skill of wordsmithing, collusion, misleading, impact, effect. And they try to just lead you to an assumption that they won't directly say because they know it's not true. They want you to think the votes weren't real. They want you to think that the election is fraudulent, and it's not.
It's kind of interesting and ironic that they're using Russian tactics. I mean, the people have been propagandized. That's the bottom line of all this, Michael. And this is why, Trump's tweets continue to hold place in the culture right now, because the headlines of mainstream media are irrelevant. People are seeing them for what they are. These institutions, these tried and true institutions, have abandoned their reason to exist, and they have violated the very trust that they had earned over the years and took for granted with the American people. Because that's really the issue. I mean, look at the trust issue on the polling evidence of how people feel about these institutions, whether it is the D.C. Beltway, the establishment, you know, Republicans, Democrats, mainstream media. All this is in the dump. And like you say, there's no assessment. There's no pause button that's being hit here that says, hey, look, let's get away from this. Let's think about what we've done and let's mend our evil ways and see if we can, can heal this divide that we've created for ourselves. And not only this divide, but also the disaster that we're seeing on the bottom line of our companies. I mean, we're losing revenue. We're having to let people go, all for the sake of, you know, personal interest and vendetta, instead of what you're supposed to be about, which is reporting the news, documenting history.
Well, it's also cultures of intimidation. And if you're a reporter and you go into that world like any young idealist, it's almost like becoming a lawyer as well. Yeah. You know, you want to have a job and the pay isn't great, and you are really bound by your editor and the powers that be. And the powers that have infiltrated major media are a few power players with an agenda that they control the purse strings and they beat you up. And it's unbelievably shameless, and you don't know how long it's going to take for it to implode. I don't know how long CNN can be profitable with their numbers falling.
Well, but they're not profitable. They're not. And all this is on the heels of them selling, and I got to imagine the people that are looking at, that are negotiating, if I said, look, you guys have messed up this brand, you've devalued the problem, we need to renegotiate the selling price here.
Right, and this is the whole market shift. I mean, if you look at press as free market, where I hope it lands is all the quote-unquote alternative media becomes the main media. Because that's what happens in the marketplace when your product gets rejected. Mm-hmm. If you have your product as a monopoly, which is the press was forever, and then it gets rejected, it's great when things can crop up otherwise. And it's really an amazing time to watch what's going on within the press. It's sad to watch, but it's great to watch some degree of accountability, although it's still slow because they try. Especially in the Obama administration, they have the access. They've got the relatives working in the White House. They have the access to the White House Christmas party. Everything's wink, wink. It's really a disheartening example of how people will forget who they are and who the country is for their own survival. It takes courage to be in the media. It takes courage. If you're not courageous, you shouldn't be a reporter.
Right.
And the leadership has really been really been disheartening.
You know, yeah, but to your point, could you imagine, Michael, being a reporter and your hands are tied, you're told that you can't do this, and you're watching other people be promoted and rewarded and acknowledged, and you know the very thing that they're reporting is fake news. It is less than anything that you could have passed in journalism school when you were in college. We've got more from Michael Dougherty. Stay with us, America, 15 minutes after the top.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live. Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, just a couple boys of summer here hanging out, talking about the things that really matter. Michael Dougherty is with us, political Obamacare expert. And, Michael, I'm wondering if Robert Mueller, the special counsel that we're spending all this money on, is he going to, start targeting his guns in the direction of real collusion, especially in light of this IT expert that they caught at the airport trying to, you know, stay away from any kind of accountability here, and of course, joined at the hip with one Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
Well, I think we're a long way from that, unfortunately, because what happens when you've got speech and debate clause in Congress, where congressmen are basically immunized from anything that happens throughout their attempting to pass laws or work within Congress, as are their staff. Hence, this whole thing started by a fluke when they found the laptop hidden in the Longworth building. Mm-hmm. I think it's Longworth. It might have been Rayburn. And it was Rayburn. And then suddenly she's screaming speech and debate and wants it back and intimidating the Capitol Police.
Yeah, did you see that video? That video, she was getting, you got consequences, buddy. It's like, really?
You know, and when someone shows you who they are, believe them. And this is the disturbing part about the press, because this is the moment with the press that they whistle past the graveyard. Mm-hmm. Not that they're writing the wrong stuff, it's they're not writing stuff, period. Because of who this is. And then, unfortunately, the bar gets raised because it's Debbie Wasserman Schultz and the Democrats. And Politico makes an article and puts the ball out there, and no one picks it up, and no one picks it up. And we have to have an arrest of the guy trying to flee after hard drives. Because the lucky break was he and his brother rent out their house. They act like they disappear suddenly. They become very hard to find after this laptop's found. Mm-hmm. They rent their house up to a military guy. He finds smash hard drives and routers and equipment.
These guys aren't real good at covering up any collusive type stuff. I mean, they leave all this evidence.
Thank goodness for that.
Yes. And what is it? Do all the Democrats have an open to buy for hammers and bleach bit or something? I mean, what is it? Once you become a Democrat, you all are assigned a hammer and a computer to smash up or something?
Yeah, it's your kit. And now I'm a pilot, so we have a hammer in my plane to break the windows up in case of emergency. It's their emergency kit.
Yes, okay. I think so.
Political emergency kit.
Yes, right.
When caught, smash the equipment.
Exactly.
Then he intimidates, and then that guy calls the police. So now the FBI is involved, but this is what is so concerning, is the big picture is the pattern of how high the bar is to get attention from the media on something that's so brutal. And then are we going to sit here again and watch no accountability to Debbie Wasserman Schultz? Are we going to see an investigation opened on her? I'm not saying it should happen yet, although after her conduct of trying to cover it up, it's very interesting. Mm-hmm. But when have we seen anyone held accountable and for any of this stuff? And this is what's exhausting the public.
Yeah.
I mean, had you not been a politician or a working for one or have been famous, you'd be in jail for less. Servicemen go to jail for less.
Yeah. Well, you know, if President Trump would have told James Comey, you need to exonerate my friend Mike Flynn. He's a good guy. If you don't, there's consequences. A different story, right?
Oh, totally different story. And this is the selective perception. I'm just amazed on how the human brain works for denial of things, because this isn't hyperbole. I mean, the people that actually believe this Russia story with Trump and don't question it one bit and take the bait and run in hysteria, these are the same people that look at this and just won't look at anything, look straight down the ground, keep moving forward. Who are these people? Why do their brains work this way? I'm not saying crime is okay for anybody, but show me the evidence.
You know, what comes to mind, Michael, a conversation I had last year with Dinesh D'Souza, and he was talking about what he learned, in the jailhouse and the dynamic that took place. And It is this same format that the Democrats are using. You buy into the lie. You never admit to anything. You just keep on keeping on. And I'm seeing this played out again, whether it has to do with Hillary Clinton, especially Hillary Clinton. And I'm sure that if Dinesh could be, you know, very blatantly honest, brutally honest about it, and he was pretty close when we talked the last time, is that it's like these same characteristics that he saw in jail with these guys, these chronic offenders, is consistent with what we're seeing, whether it's Hillary Clinton or, and these are my words, not directly his words, but this was the suggestion in the conversation that I had. But I'm like connecting the dots here, and I'm going, wow, I mean, just change the venue here from, you know, from being in jail to being on the Beltway. And there's not much difference between, these criminals in jail and who we have as politicians leading our country.
Well, that's exactly why I say it again.
That's pretty crazy, isn't it?
The training video for how to function in Washington. And thank you, Founding Fathers, for understanding how important the population is in keeping checks and balances, because we're way out of whack right now.
Yeah.
And that election showed how out of whack we were. And we were out of whack way before the election.
Yeah.
And but the people finally got to step in. They missed it on the Romney-Obama election. They hadn't woken up on that yet.
Yeah, but they did certainly did last November, and they need to understand, Michael, to your point, that the fight has actually just begun. It's not, hey, one and done, and it was over in November, as you can tell already, and seeing the clear contrast of what's happening in the Beltway. And when the president goes out and talks to the people, whether it's in Ohio or anywhere in Main Street America, they are connecting because President Trump gets it. Now, the rest of the establishment of the Republican Party better get it fast. If not, you know, they're going to be they're going to find the same thing happening to them as happened to Democrats and other would-be politicians who have not served the people's interest, and that is that they're without a job.
Yes, but I also think, I hate to sound super cynical here, but these people know exactly what's wrong, and their hands are dirty, and once their hand gets caught in the cookie jar, they don't come clean.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it's going to be such an aggressive fight. Don't assume it's going to be, oh, we're wrong. Let's clean it up. So sorry. We didn't know.
Right.
Bogus.
No. Yeah.
They know. They know real well.
Well, it's fixed. The fix is in. It has been for a long time. And the fact of the matter is the fix is in that protects them. This is why they have all this special exoneration. It's like this health care issue, Michael. You know, they're arguing this health care. Well, there's no sense of urgency because they're not living under it. If the president decided to cancel all special exemptions that allowed Congress and their staff to have their own sidebar special health care program, and all of a sudden they were living in the heat and the pain and the suffering that the rest of America is living under Obamacare, how fast do you think that health care might get fixed?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, they'd figure another way to con it out. I mean, it is sadly theater that people don't understand. It's not theater. This is the thing. There's such a... The coping mechanism to survive in that environment for many is indifference. And they confuse objectivity and they go into indifference, and this is the mess we have. When someone's numb like that, you have to have a frying pan over the head, and so we're having extreme measures go on.
Mm.
But the healthcare issue is, that always drives me crazy because I think politicians from both parties shouldn't be involved. None of them are trained.
Well, it's the wrong tool for the wrong job. I mean, exactly. No, it's the wrong tool altogether, and it's untenable. I mean, look at how long. I mean, forget about whether it's a Democrat or, I mean, both of them have given their shot at it, and how much success are we seeing, and how much hope does Main Street America have that they can actually fix this thing, repeal it, and I believe the people can fix it through the free market system. Michael Dougherty, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Michael. It's always good to have you with us.
Attention to anybody of any age who takes any prescription medications. How would you like to save up to 85% on almost every prescription drug you're currently buying at your local pharmacy? We're talking about saving you real money on most of the top prescription drugs. Up to 85% savings. Asthma medications, you can save up to 85%. High cholesterol and high blood pressure meds, save up to 85%. And many, many more. This is not a hard-to-use discount card. These are real savings on prescription meds delivered to your door in days. We have expert prescription consultants to help you right now. It's a free service. So call now and learn how you can save up to 85% on most prescription drugs.
Call now, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME99 to 42424.
Identity theft is going to ruin your life if you're not prepared. Hi everyone, this is Paul with Liberty ID. Hey, millions of Americans fall victim every year. Odds are your identity has already been compromised and alerts aren't going to save you. The solution is restoration, and the only company that provides a money-back guarantee is Liberty ID. Go to Liberty ID and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. Liberty ID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration, with a 100% success rate in restoring our subscribers' identities no matter how they're stolen. Liberty ID fixes the fallout for you. Liberty ID does the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, LibertyID.com.
From Maine to Oregon, SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's the way you like me. Fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. You know, an attentive world is watching rather aghast at the troubling tug of war over the terminally ill baby boy in a London hospital. On one side are the distraught and devoted parents that we can all relate to, who want to shoulder the cost of a treatment that reportedly has little chance of success. In fact, they've raised to date over $1 million in order to provide service and health care for their young son outside of the United Kingdom. On the other side, of course, is a medical and state bureaucracy that is insisting instead on turning off the baby's ventilator and allowing him to die. The case of Charlie Gard is creating anxiety for spectators everywhere as they observe the locus of control, and we'll leave it at that, the locus of control over difficult end-of-life decisions passing from intimate family and doctor units to a impersonal and distant state. And in watching Charlie's case, we are not only observing, but we are learning a lot along the way. Dr. Gracie Pozzo-Christie is with us. She specializes in radiology in the Miami area and serves as senior policy advisor for the Catholic Association. Dr. Christie, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Hey, good to have you here to get your perspective on this Charlie Gard case. This is really, captured the hearts and the emotions of people all around the world.
It has, and it's shined a light on something that all of us need to be very aware of, is that things are changing rapidly in medicine and end-of-life care, and we better know what's going on and demand that things go the way that they ought to go.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's not only you get countries having national health care. We know the United Kingdom has had national health care program, single payer, other countries as well. But there's something more to this in terms of an international body being involved. But we're hearing very little in terms of their influence on this decision as well. Because, in small print, every once in a while, you see the UK and an outside international body controlling the life of Charlie Gard.
Mm-hmm. So the parents, they appealed the decision of the hospital to the UK courts. Mm-hmm. The UK court sided with the hospital. They said, no, the baby has to be taken off his respirator. And then the parents appealed it further to the European Union court. And the European Union also sided with the hospital and basically are taking away the parents' rights to opt for one more treatment, even if this is a slim hope treatment.
And it's no money off of them. I mean, they've fundraised, like I said, I think $1.3 million is probably beyond that. This was as of last week in order to send Charlie to the United States. There's a couple of doctors here who have had experience with this disease and have said, we can help. And, we've been seeing stories, anecdotal stories of people, again, children who are now living vibrant lives in dealing with this problem that Charlie Gard is dealing with.
This point that you bring up is something that has really energized people who are watching the case, because we understand that sometimes our private insurances or Medicare and Medicaid will say to us, no, that treatment is too costly. It doesn't make sense to offer it. But this is single payer on steroids. This is saying, well, you have the money for it. We simply will not allow you to access that care or to take your child out of the country to give that one last try a try.
It's a death sentence on the kid, isn't it?
Well, yes. And yes, it is. The child has a terminal illness.
Mm-hmm.
It's more likely than not that nothing can save this baby. Mm-hmm. However, the parents make an important point to the court, and they say, listen, the child is not in pain. He is resting comfortably. Mm-hmm. All we're asking for is a little time and the ability to take him somewhere to a doctor who says he may be able to help.
Yeah, this is absolutely heartbreaking. But what we're learning here, as you stated, Dr. Christie, is that, this is socialism. This is what America is considering.
Well, this is what America's experiencing, actually,
mm-hmm.
to a certain extent. And I do believe this is why people are watching this case so anxiously from this side of the Atlantic, because they realize, when you give the government control over healthcare, the government will take control of your healthcare, and they will do what they want when it's time, for these difficult decisions. Are we prepared for that?
Right, exactly. Take out the emotions. Let's just treat it with the sterility of medicine, I guess, and the delivery of what the government says is medical care.
And medical, the concepts of medicine are being changed.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be that a doctor would never consider helping a person kill himself or
mm-hmm.
herself.
Right.
This is anathema to the Western practice of medicine. And now we have the vision of five or six states now, accepting, insisting on doctors being able to help their patients kill themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Medicine is changing very rapidly. And it's going to be an institutionalized kind of thing because it'll be under the control of the state. And again, are we prepared for this?
Well, as you say, it's already raised its head. It's in operation here in this country. There is end-of-life protocol, medication, what they call it, end-of-life medication protocol or something? Something to that effect?
The end-of-life, palliative care for people who are at the end of their lives, or do you mean?
Well, not palliative. It's something that it would actually prompt the end of life. There is end-of-life medication that patients are opting on. In fact, recently I had a friend. She was in a state that was only getting worse, and there was no hope, no cure. They were just saying, hey, it's biding time, and she chose to take the medication. Do you know anything about that? Did we lose her? Okay.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, Dr. Christie.
I'm so sorry. My ear hit the mute button for a second. I'm very sorry.
All right, no worries.
I was saying, did your friend die in consequence? Was this
yes.
A, was this a suicide?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. Well, it wasn't.
Oh.
It was. I guess in a sense, you could say it was assisted suicide because there was I got a note email saying that she was going to start the protocol, end of life protocol. You know, the medication. I'm not sure
mm-hmm.
I'm saying that correctly. She did, and once she did, within hours, she was gone.
Well, sounds like she committed suicide. That's legal in 5 or 6 states now, and the District of Columbia. We completely, believe me, I've seen many patients in heart in pain and in terrible distress at the end of their lives, and we don't. We can only accompany them with so much sympathy and concern and care. But in general, suicide is not the correct response to pain, especially to institutionalize it, because when suicide is a right, eventually it becomes a duty for people who are disabled, marginalized, right. Poor. You know, and this is recently in D.C., there was a lot of pushback against this new law, assisted suicide law, because advocates of the disabled, African-American advocates, they said, listen, you know, suicide becomes a duty for the marginalized.
Well, that's what happens when we cross that line. Once it's introduced, then and you have a national health care system a la Charlie Gard, the state, the government is dictating your life.
That's right. And the ACLU noticed this, and they made a statement. They said, it's very important that Charlie Gard be allowed to die, because otherwise the foes of assisted suicide will have gained, assisted suicide will lose its strength. So, yes, this is all tied in to our ideas of the dignity of life and whose lives are worth living.
Exactly. Well, Dr. Gracie Pozzo Christie has been with us, specializing in radiology in the Miami area, serves as senior policy advisor for the Catholic Association. Dr. Christie, thank you so much. Great insight. Appreciate it.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347. 800-981-9347. That's 800-981-9347.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world, you've tuned in to Bill Martinez Live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you along with us for a conversation with Eric Bolling. Yes, the author of the New York Times bestseller, Wake Up America, is underway. We're going to talk about his new book, The Swamp, Washington's Murky Pool of Corruption and Cronyism, and How Trump Can Drain It. Eric, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Well, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Hey, great to be here to talk about your book. As much as people know you, they see you on Fox. I mean, you were a co-host with the Five for a long time, and then of course they moved him to 9 o'clock. You stayed at Five, and you now join Catherine Temp and Ebony Williams as you co-host the Fox News Specialist. So it's been quite a ride for you there at Fox.
That's true, 100% true. I was there from the very beginning of the Five, a little more than six years ago.
Yeah, but before then, I mean, you started, obviously you have a business background. I mean, this is what we appreciate in what you, the perspective that you bring to the conversation, is you do have that business background, and you look at such things that are quite novel, especially in the world of politics. It's called return on investment.
Yeah, it's true, 100% true, all of the above.
Okay. Well, some of the things that people might barely know is that you were an aspiring professional baseball player at one time, right?
I was drafted by the Pittsburgh Pirates, yep. Uh-huh. I played college ball down in Rollins, Florida, drafted in a long time ago.
Yeah, well, there you were, down in Florida, home of the no-see-ums and all those mosquitoes and everything, right?
And sunburns.
Exactly.
The snowbirds used to come down and play us. We beat the University of Michigan the year they won the national championship. Now, we were a small Division II school. They were Division I, and we beat them because they got all sunburned. They couldn't swing the bat because their uniforms were scratching them too much.
I bet. Hey, Eric, let's talk about the swamp. Even Nancy Pelosi talked about the swamp, about draining it, and we hear that quite often. What do you define as the swamp?
Well, it seems, Bill, that as soon as a politician or elected official gets to D.C., they, you know, all their best intentions go out the window, and they start liking it so much that they start doing things that they may not have done before or thought they would do, and they start you know, taking meetings with lobbyists. This is a big part of the book. Is I talk about different stories of politicians whose votes have been turned and have done things in the name of a corporate or special interest because they sat down and they were getting $3,000 bottles of wine or vacations overseas. Next thing you know, they're voting against something that would, you know, normally they would vote for because they wanted to reelect, they wanted to stay, they want to be part of it, and they become part of the swamp. So I think Trump has a big, tall task, tall order. He has the book, by the way. The book was put on his desk May 1st before it was even printed. He had the manuscript. I'm close with him. I said, Mr. President, we're going to get a chance to take a peek, see what you think. There's some recommendations at the back, things I've talked to him about quite a bit. He never called me, but he tweeted about the book the day it went out. So I'll take that as an endorsement. Anyway,
well, so plus it gave you a nice little boost in sales because of that tweet.
Of course it did. Yeah, yep, exactly. That didn't hurt spending the day on Drudge Report either because Drudge picked that up right after. So, yeah.
Exactly. Well, relevant to the swamp and the K Street influence, that's what you're referring to. We certainly have seen this in full-blown action regarding health care.
Yeah. Well, my problem with the health care bill, and this, look, I've been very much pro-Trump straight through, but I think that he got fooled. I think he listened to Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell and you know, leadership on both sides of the House and the Senate, and they told him that they had a bill that was good for the American people, and what they ended up having was a bill that was good for them, not necessarily the American people. They are, and the Republicans are my party, but they're part of the swamp. There are four issues that we talked about for years about Obamacare, why we hated it. Mm-hmm. Competition across state lines, drug prices, tort reform, and competition between hospitals to drive down the insurance to drive down the health care costs, not insurance costs. Right. Well, guess what? The GOP bill in the House and the Senate, neither one of them addressed any of those four issues. So
tells me
they're in the swamp, too.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, the thing is, you and I are both free market guys. And in this almost, I can't believe I'm mentioning Nancy Pelosi twice in a segment here. But, you know, like she said, back with Obamacare, you got to pass it to find out what's in it. In a sense, if you open up the free market and you allow you allow insurance companies to sell across state lines, that's something the CBO cannot project. They can't measure. But we know because of empirical evidence and what's happened in the past that when you go across state lines and you have competition, that the prices will naturally come down.
Yeah, one of the reasons prices are spiking and skyrocketing under Obamacare is these insurance companies have figured that out too. So two states are adjacent to each other, may have two of the same insurers in both states, and they both kind of wink and a nod to each other, say, you know, I'll take New Jersey, you take New York, and next thing you know, there's one insurer, and they can charge whatever the heck they want. That's what's going on, and believe it or not, we're even the suckers. It's not addressed in the new conservative quote unquote bill. So I called out the conservatives. I said Paul Ryan should lose his speakership for what he put Trump through by fooling by the bait and switch. The bill they put up was no good. Trump had to spend a lot of political capital to get even something done over there. And now Mitch McConnell's got the same problem. So.
Exactly. Well, yeah, I think it's pretty audacious of the insurance companies to, you know, have already chalked up $15 billion in profits this year and say, hey, where's our reparations? You know, where are our subsidies? And they're demanding subsidies here, and the Republicans are giving them place. That's surprising to me, Eric.
Well, not if you realize how much. If you read some of the funny part of the book, the swamp is that I have Republicans calling me because their name appears in the book. They go to the index, they see their name, and they go look themselves up, and they realize I tell a story about how they're part of the problem. They're part of the swamp that needs draining. So they say, hey, wait a minute, you know, you're supposed to be a conservative. Why am I in this book? I said, well, you know, clean your act up and, you know, drain the swamp, and you won't be in the next book. But the Republican health care bill is filled with a bunch of pork. It's filled with a bunch of lobbyists who are looking to make sure that their special interest is protected, and that's why the bill or law, whatever it's going to end up being, it's good for them and not good for the American people. That's swampy.
Yeah, why do we need government to, you know, taking care of health care? It seems to be like the wrong tool for the wrong job here.
Absolutely. That is the bottom line. Get government out of something that should stay in the private sector. Absolutely true.
Let it be between the doctor and the patient, you know, and really be the delivery of world-class health care that's reflective of this, you know, free country in which we supposedly live in.
Yeah. Well, look, that thanks to John Roberts of the Supreme Court, that ship has sailed. So let's try and make this one a better bill. I'm on board with Rand Paul where he says just repeal this one right now. Repeal Obamacare before everyone gets strangled out of the insurance market and mostly the insured people. Repeal this and then work. Buy some time to work on something that replaces it with something better. That's the only way to do it right now.
Exactly.
If you ignore all of it and walk away from it, you're going to have a hard time in 2018. If you put up something that's worse than what Obamacare is, which is what they're proposing right now, you're going to have a hard time in 2018. I think the real only path forward is repeal now, replace later.
Well, what would you say about President Trump's statement that he doesn't want to own it? He doesn't own it, claiming that he doesn't.
Well, that
he just wants to let
what
it fail.
I said earlier. I talked to him quite often, and I said to him, look, we can't hold you responsible for a bill that Paul Ryan put together with five people. Mm-hmm. Five people, the leadership on the House side of the Hill, put this thing together. They wouldn't even let the rest of the members see what they had put together. Paul Ryan told Trump that he had a good bill, a solid bill, and one that was going to pass. Turns out he had none of the above. How do you hold Trump accountable for that? I mean, Trump wants to fix something, and he says, hey, bring me something. He says, we got something great, and what they ended up with was new Coke, and it was terrible.
Exactly. Well, you know the Democrats are doing everything they can to shake this albatross and leave it at the feet, if not the necks of Republicans, especially for these midterm elections. They really have to do something, don't they?
Yeah. Listen, I'm thrilled that all the Democrats can do right now is focus in on Russia and Trump. Because mm-hmm. the longer they do that, the easier it is for Trump to keep pushing through. What really matters is the other part of his agenda, tax reform, right. Continuing to roll back regulations. Those are the things that matter to Americans. Those are the things that are making our life better.
Well, Eric, I know we got to let you go here, and I appreciate the time. Just one more question here. You say how Trump can drain it. He needs reinforcements, doesn't he?
He does. He needs good people around him that reinforce what he's doing. That's why I said, you know, from the beginning, Mr. President, continue to treat the country like you treat a corporation, the boardroom, the Oval Office, like you do a boardroom. Get rid of the people who aren't performing and promote the ones who are. I think he's done that, and I think he'll continue to do that.
Well, Eric, his book definitely exposed a lot, even demonstrated your heart, which we appreciate. And also there's rumor, maybe as a result of the book and just the trajectory of your life these days, maybe a future Senate run?
So, yeah, one of the reporters on this book tour asked me what's after TV, what's next. And I said, as soon as the lights go down on the TV career, I'd love to run for Senate. I had already turned down the Secretary of Commerce offer from the Trump administration. I would have worked directly with him, but the Commerce Secretary job was something I just wasn't interested in. I said, I'm here if you need me. But when TV is over, Senate is what I'd like to do. And I told the reporter, she said, who? And I said, well, I would definitely consider primarying a squishy Republican because even worse than a Democrat to me is a Republican who claims to be conservative and gets the D.C. becomes part of the swamp and they're just an establishment Republican looking to continue the way things are going right now. So she said, where? I said, well, it's not going to be New Jersey, but somewhere south in New Jersey.
Well, congratulations on the swamp, Eric Bolling. Appreciate you giving us some time here to be able to talk about it. What's the big takeaway you want for them to have on your book?
I think the biggest takeaway in the world is we're on the right track. Trump's going to be able to do it. Everything you read at the end of this book are recommendations that Donald Trump has read and put his mark of approval on it. So you get really good insight as to what the president's thinking by reading the book.
And, of course, the swamp available at all the usual places. It'll be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com as well. Eric Bolling on Bill Martinez Live. Eric, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.